The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Portions of the following program may contain pre-recorded material.
This is your source for breaking news
and what to make of it all.
This is the Mike Gallagher Show.
It hurts when you get poorer, and many people are getting poor. But strangely, the administration has refused to acknowledge this. If anything, they're celebrating it.
Inflation at a 13-year high. Prices for beef and bacon, gas, all up double digits.
This whole lie that this is a high-class problem is just one more aspect of the way that this White House is trying very unsuccessfully to gaslight the country into believing things that just aren't true.
Now, from the ReliefFactor.com studios, here's Mike Gallagher.
I try to be optimistic, but man, welcome to the nightmare, huh? You know, people are starting to notice that we're in the middle of a transportation crisis. Cargo ships can't get to dock. Our shelves are sitting empty, so much so that hashtag Empty Shelves Joe has been trending on Twitter. Social media users use the tagline to rip Biden for the skyrocketing prices, the empty shelves caused by a backlog of shipping containers waiting to dock. We're all seeing it. I've noticed it. We all see it. Cities all across America. Now, if there's a transportation crisis with this supply chain catastrophe, where's the transportation secretary? Well, evidently, the U.S. Transportation Secretary Pete Buttigieg has reportedly been on leave for months, supporting his husband in taking care of their new children. Apparently, Pete Buttigieg and his husband have adopted children, and to welcome in the babies or whatever, I don't even have one, two kids, he's on paid leave. So he's sitting at home while cargo ships are out at sea and people can't buy toilet paper. Great. This is unreal what America is experiencing. This is beyond the gang that couldn't shoot straight. This is incredible. You know, I get call after call from people saying to me, if you were going to intentionally inflict damage upon the United States, this is how you do it. I mean, look at Biden yesterday claiming that the vaccine mandates shouldn't divide us. This is a classic. I mean, considering what he just said a few weeks ago, this is pretty rich.
Let's be clear. Vaccination requirements should not be another issue that divides us. That's why we continue to battle the misinformation that's out there. And companies and communities are setting up their stepping up as well.
Right. So we shouldn't be divided. Although last month, interestingly enough, I mean, what changed, Mr. President? Because just a few weeks ago, when you were saying this.
My message to unvaccinated Americans is this. What more is there to wait for? What more do you need to see? We've made vaccinations free, safe, and convenient. The vaccine is FDA approval. Over 200 million Americans have gotten at least one shot. We've been patient, but our patience is wearing thin, and your refusal has cost all of us. So please do the right thing.
So I guess your patience is back again. Now you're being patient again. We shouldn't be divided on the vaccine mandate. Now you're back to that because guess what? Your obstinance isn't working. Your mandates aren't working. Vaccine mandates are causing more distrust and more resentment and more animosity. And here's a big, big issue that is looming. What are these vaccine mandates going to do over the role of boosters? You know, all of these vaccines are expected to eventually, your antibodies allegedly wean away or taper off. So then they're going to be asking for boosters. Are there going to be booster mandates? Have you noticed nobody's talked about a booster mandate? Does a mandate only apply to round one? What about round two or three? It is the left who has politicized COVID, not us. And man, did I appreciate this Joe Rogan takedown of Sanjay Gupta. You know, CNN, which is not a news channel, it's a propaganda network. It's a political arm. This was pretty fascinating how Joe Rogan, the popular podcaster, sliced and diced Sanjay Gupta. Now, you remember a month or two ago, whenever it was, Joe Rogan got COVID. And incidentally, isn't it fascinating how it's a big deal when somebody gets COVID? For most people, it's not a big deal. You get COVID. You're home for a few days. You're quarantined. 10 days, you get through it. The vast majority of people who get COVID describe it as like having the cold or a flu. You don't want to get sick, but you ain't going to wind up dead. And yet, when somebody prominent gets COVID, Joe Rogan has COVID. Stop the presses. And he did a video in his backyard, in his mansion. The guy's worth about $1 billion. They're paying him tons of money to do this podcast, and good for him. And he's in the backyard, and he says, you know what? I've got COVID. They've been throwing everything at it. Taking ivermectin, taking this, taking that. Oh, no, took ivermectin. And then on CNN, they reported he was taking the veterinary horse dewormer, which was a lie. What many of us get prescribed by our doctor, called ivermectin, is not horse dewormer. Yet the liars at CNN falsely portrayed Joe Rogan as having done so. So he asked Sanjay Gupta. And to Gupta's credit, he went on Rogan's podcast. Joe Rogan wanted to know, why did your network lie about me? And hearing the flailing, wriggling, squirming Dr. Sanjay Gupta was pretty enjoyable.
Dude.
What did they say?
They lied and said I was taking horse dewormer. First of all, it was prescribed to me by a doctor.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Along with a bunch of other medications.
If you got a human pill, because there were people that were taking it, the veterinary medication, and you're not, obviously. You got it from a doctor, so that it shouldn't be called that. Ivermectin can be a very effective medication for parasitic disease, and as you say, it's probably, you know, I think, what, $250 million people have taken it around the world?
More.
I get that.
Way more.
So,
way more. Billions of people have taken it.
Can I just come back to the one I want to talk about? Two things on the ledger.
Before we get to that, does it bother you that the news network you work for out and out lied?
Well,
just outright lied about me taking horse dewormer.
They shouldn't have said that.
Why did they do that?
I don't know.
You didn't ask? You're the medical guy over there.
I didn't ask. I should have asked before coming on the podcast.
But they did it with such glee.
No,
yes,
Joe.
Yes, they did. I watched.
Now, don't worry. Last night, Don Lemon set the record straight, put Sanjay Gupta back on. Do we have the Lemon cut? I don't even want to play it. Nah, I don't want to do it. I don't want to. It's too painful. Because that guy, they're really, honest to goodness, they're such clowns over there. And they ought to thank God every day when they get out of bed and they say, they can say to themselves, they pay me millions to be this bad on TV. I mean, it's horrible. What these, I suffered through CNN the other night when my pal Mark was on with Chris Cuomo, and it was so bad. Oh my gosh. Doctor, how do you die if you're strangled? We got to be all over Gabby Petito case. How does one die if one strength? Those are unbelievable. Anyway, it's not a mystery why CNN is at the very bottom of the ratings heap. People aren't watching that crap. They just aren't. Look at the ratings. The other night, I think I saw, not only does Fox News regularly beat MSNBC and CNN combined, I think the other day they had four times as many total viewers as CNN. You can see the ratings at TVNewser.com is a site that I kind of follow just to follow the cable news wars. Anyway, that's where we are. This is where we are, the politicization of COVID. And meanwhile, speaking of COVID, some numbers. Oh, Florida, right? Florida, DeSantis killing people, right? Now, here's an update for you. The rate of COVID-19 infections in the state of Florida has plunged so rapidly that it has the third fastest descent in rates of cases in the nation over the last 2 weeks. According to the New York Times chart yesterday, Florida trails only Alabama and Hawaii. Florida's case rate per 100,000 people over the last week was 13, third only behind Connecticut and Hawaii. Florida's 14-day change rate plunged 48%. Alabama's fell 61%. Now, you think they got a good vaccination rate in Vermont? One would think, what about Colorado? Right? Colorado, Vermont. How about Minnesota? I mean, I think it's a mix, but let's just say, do you know that in Colorado, the case rate rose 32%? Oh, no, Democrat California governor's killing people. Do you know that the rate in Vermont went up 27%? Oh, no, governor of Vermont must be killing people. In Minnesota, it rose 22%. Minnesota governor's killing people. But the Florida governor, he must be saving lives because the Florida 14-day rate plunged 48%. I mean, isn't that incredible? Isn't that incredible? The lies that they have told and the demonization. We had our event a couple of weeks ago at the Grand Hyatt. Great event. Hundreds of people came out. I think nearly 500 for our big Job Creators Network bus stop. Governor DeSantis was there. I was up on stage with Bill Bunkley and Alfredo Ortiz and Rebecca Walzer. We had a great evening. A couple of protesters crashed the VIP reception with some stupid sign. Ron DeSantis killed 50,000 people. Yeah. Bet you wouldn't hold that sign up for Governor Cuomo, huh? And the thousands of seniors who were killed when they were sent to their deaths by going to COVID-plagued nursing homes. 1-800-655-MIKE. We got a lot to do here on this Friday in the ReliefFactor.com studios. Glad you're here. Also, breaking news, the penalty for that U.S. Marine, Lieutenant Colonel Stuart Scheller Jr., I've got the details on that and what his penalties are after he pleaded guilty to the misdemeanor-level charges. That's coming up.
Use Smile Amazon and support the Mike Gallagher Show Charitable Foundation. Support the blue.
It's too late, baby, now. It's too late. Though we really did try to make it. Something is...
We live stream the Mike Gallagher Show on Rumble and MikeOnline.com. Don't miss Mike's facial expressions and all the video clips you hear during the show on Rumble.
I bet you've seen Pete and Seth Talbot on the TV, the father and son owners of Relief Factor. Boy, are they great guys. They have a heart for the hurting. They just want to get you out of pain. They also do a whole lot of things behind the scenes that you'll never hear of. In fact, let me share with you a little secret. The 1995 quick start that I always tell you about, where you could try the product, the 100% drug-free Relief Factor for 3 weeks for $19.95, they lose money on that deal. But they know you're probably going to keep ordering because it does work, and they want to prove it to you. Relief Factor is made from wild-caught fish oils and botanicals. It goes to work on the inflammation that causes back pain or neck pain or hip pain, pain from a workout at the gym. I want you to try. Go to ReliefFactor.com. If it doesn't work, you notify them after 3 weeks, and you're out $20. But if it does, consider what life could be like. Could be like pain-free. ReliefFactor.com, ReliefFactor.com, or call 800-500-8384, 800-500-8384 for Relief Factor.
Mike Gallagher.
Yeah, Mike, thanks to you and Sean, we all now know who these people are. We know who the Democratic Party is. We know who runs it. The question is now, we've done enough people, had enough people telling us who these people are and showing us their lies. What do we do about it? There's not another election for another year. The only way these people feel it is through their pocketbook. We need to stop spending money with people who donate to people like Joe Biden and Kamala Harris.
Hi, Mike. I just wanted to thank you for apologizing to us unvaccinated Americans. I feel like it's wrong to mandate us, to force us to do something. I'm horrified with what's going on in the world. And thank you so much for being so gracious to realize that we feel differently.
And, of course, that apology was also extended to truckers, and I'm apologizing as a result of Biden's attacks and these mandates and Biden's claim that the truckers and the people involved in the whole process, the supply chain process, have to step up. They better step up. Wow. That Marine who posted videos on social media criticizing military leadership on the Afghan withdrawal, you remember the case of Lieutenant Colonel Stuart Scheller Jr. He pled guilty to all six misdemeanor level charges. He was issued a letter of reprimand and a forfeiture of $5,000 worth of pay for 1 month. That's it. So, thankfully, he's not in the brig. He's not behind bars anymore. That's good news. A letter of reprimand and a forfeiture of $5,000 worth of pay. That was it for Lieutenant Colonel Stuart Scheller Jr. You're going to want to hear my conversation with David Williams talking about this $600 bank account scheme from the IRS. It's all ahead. You see it at the pump, the grocery store, and construction costs. Another month of the highest inflation since 2008. Another month where that paper money you're carrying around is worthless. What's your plan to protect your savings? You have homeowners insurance in case of a fire. What insurance do you have in place if inflation sets in further and pushes prices even higher? Well, my insurance plan is gold and silver from the Birch Gold Group. If you haven't reached out to Birch Gold to diversify your IRA or 401k into a precious metals IRA, you need to do it today. Text Mike to 474747. We'll send you a free info kit on protecting your savings with gold. They've got an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau, tons of five-star reviews, thousands of happy customers. I'm one of them. Talk to them. Have them help you safeguard your retirement savings. Text Mike to 474747 to claim your free no-obligation info kit on holding gold and silver in a tax-sheltered account. Text Mike to 474747. Take the first step in protecting your savings today.
The Mike Gallagher Show.
The Democrats want to create a socialist and welfare state. Biden and the Democrats actually probably don't think that they're making mistakes as much as we think. What they want is a Soviet-style government state where people have to go vote to preserve everything that's free to them. This is what they want to do.
In the ReliefFactor.com studios, here's Mike.
I was on the phone before I came into work today with my friends at MyPillow. There are just a few of these press and pack bags left. Mike Lindell has put together an incredible offer. You can order a MyPillow with the press and pack bag. The press and pack bag, that's where you take your MyPillow and you want to travel with it, right? But it takes up a lot of room. So you got to be kind of careful with that. You put it in the press and pack bag. You press the bag down. It takes all the air out. It essentially flattens the MyPillow to a real, real low level where you can fit everything in your suitcase. And then you got plenty of room. Then when you get to your destination, you open up the press and pack bag, and the MyPillow comes back to its original shape and form. Listen to these offers that Mike Lindell, it's a very limited time, there's only a few of these left. A classic MyPillow and press and pack bag is normally $69.98. It's now just $19.98 when you enter the promo code MikeG. The Queen Classic MyPillow and press and pack bag is normally $79.98, just $24.98 with promo code MikeG. And you want the big granddaddy, the King Classic MyPillow and the press and pack? It's normally $89.98. It's just $29.98 for you with the promo code MikeG. Isn't that amazing? The MyPillow is incredible, machine washable, dryable, 10-year warranty. It stays cool all through the night. It's amazing. It conforms to your neck and your head and your back in a way that no other pillow can. Go to MyPillow.com. Look for the Mike Gallagher Radio Specials Square. And then with anything you order, whether it's the towel sets, their back, low, low price, $39.99 with the promo code MikeG. The Giza Dream Sheets, the softest, smoothest, most luxurious sheets you'll ever sleep in. Buy one set, get the second set free with when you use the promo code MikeG. Go to MyPillow.com. Be sure to enter the promo code MikeG, MyPillow.com, promo code MikeG, or call 800-928-6034, 800-928-6034, promo code MikeG, like we love to sing.
The best night's sleep in the whole wide world is MyPillow.com.
Promo code MikeG. Coming up, this $600 bank account transaction controversy with the IRS. We're going to break it all down with David Williams, president of Taxpayers Protection Alliance. It's coming up in the Relief Factor .com studios.
Heard about the whole affair. I said, whoa, no. William and Mary won't do now. Well, I did not think the girl could be so rude.
I want to share with you that I've done something that I can pretty well promise you that almost nobody else in my audience has done. I've sat across the table with the guy who formulated the process behind Balance of Nature, Dr. Douglas Howard, an incredible guy. He's a doctor, a professor, a scientist. He's one of the most brilliant health experts I've ever met. And I know him. When he described to me his 20-year journey that resulted in one of the most powerful supplements on the market today, I knew I had to start taking it. You probably never have the privilege of meeting Dr. Howard in person, perhaps, but you can make the same decision I made. Get those 10 daily servings from 31 different fruits and veggies, all derived from Dr. Howard's proprietary process. Believe me when I say Balance of Nature is the real deal. All new preferred customers of Balance of Nature will get an additional 35% discount and free shipping on your first Balance of Nature order. Use the promo code MikeG. Get started. Call 800-246-8751. Balance of Nature, 800-246-8751, or go to balanceofnature.com, promo code MikeG.
Gallagher.
I keep hearing every day from listeners all over America who are greatly distressed over this plan, Biden's plan, that would give the IRS more power to track bank accounts. And I want to break it down and know everything, find out everything we need to know. David Williams is president of Taxpayers Protection Alliance. He's become an expert over the years in finding and exposing government waste and has helped sort of fine-tune criteria in identifying and ultimately eliminating earmarks. But it dawned on us that he might be a perfect guest to talk about this scheme. It's what I think is a scheme to have the IRS snoop on ordinary Americans' bank accounts. David, thanks very much for joining us. I appreciate it.
Thanks for having me. And I got to tell you, out of a $3.5 trillion spending bill, this jumps out at me as one of the most ridiculous and troublesome things that I've seen, and that is requiring people and banks to report any transaction over $600. This is just an invasion of our privacy. This is the IRS snooping. This is the government just wanting more information about us. And I think if any provision in this bill that could kill it, this is it. Because, listen, people don't trust the IRS. Personally, I'm more afraid of the IRS than I am the Department of Defense. The IRS has a lot more power than the Department of Defense will ever have. But, you know, in all seriousness, this is a major problem to have this this much information flowing to the IRS, our personal information.
You know, the idea would require banks, credit unions, and other providers of financial services to track and submit information to the IRS about the total inflows and outflows of every account that features a balance over $600 at any point during the year or with at least that much in annual transactions. Speaker Pelosi was asked about it this week. Yuri, let's play. Can we play the Nancy Pelosi clip? Because she was asked about this by a reporter, and she seems very intent on making sure this is part of the Democrats' reconciliation package. Listen to this, David. Listen to this, David.
See, one of the pay-fors in the Build Back Better bill that's been proposed is IRS cracking down mm-hmm. on some unpaid taxes. Mm-hmm. Banks are starting to get calls from customers, and they're reporting these calls. They're concerned about this tracking of transactions that is greater than $600. So Americans are starting to be worried about this. Do you think that this pay-for of giving the IRS more money to crack down on unpaid taxes is going to stay in the reconciliation?
Yes.
What do you say
yes.
to Americans
yes.
who are concerned
yes.
about that?
Yes. Well, I mean, with all due respect, the plural of anecdote is not data. I've said that before here. Yes, there are concerns that some people have, but if people are breaking the law and not paying their taxes, one way to track them is through the banking measure. I think 600, but that's a negotiation that will go on as to what the amount is, but yes.
Now, she's very clear. This is going to happen as far if they get their way, but David Williams, there's been a tremendous amount of pushback from customers, from Americans, from the lobbyists with the banks. Maybe this is something that doesn't soar through the way the Democrats hope it will.
And quite frankly, I don't think it will. I think this is a serious problem. Now, you look at $600, that could be someone's rent payment, right? So all of a sudden now, the IRS is going to know what your rent payments are during the course of a month or of a year. And, you know, she said that the number is negotiable. I don't care whether it's $600 or $1,000. The banks should not be reporting all these transactions to the IRS. We can't trust the Internal Revenue Service. They leaked very sensitive information out about people earlier this year. Why are we going to trust them with more information? A report just came out saying that they are not cleaning their laptops. And I'm not talking about cleaning, you know, with soap and water, but like sanitizing the information on these laptops. So we can't trust the IRS with the information they already have. Why are we going to trust them with more information? And Nancy Pelosi is clueless. Let's be honest, because she doesn't do her own finances. She doesn't send money Venmo or PayPal to people. And this is going to affect Venmo, PayPal, all banking services. And I really think they miscalculated this one, because this is not a Republican issue. This is a Republican and Democrat issue. You're going to have a lot of millennials. You're going to have a lot of independents look at this and go, this is outrageous. So they completely overplayed their hand on this one, in my opinion.
David, you're the president of Taxpayers Protection Alliance, TPA. It's a nonprofit, nonpartisan organization dedicated to educating the public through the research, analysis, and dissemination of information on the government's effects on the economy. That's what the official wording is of your terrific organization. Let's talk about the plan, Biden's and the Democrats' plan with this reconciliation and $3.5 trillion spending plan. Give us the bird's eye view, the 35,000-foot view of what this is going to do to our nation's economy.
Okay, first of all, the economy is in shambles right now. We have inflation that's running rampant. We have horrible jobs numbers the last 2 months, not just August, but September. Awful jobs numbers.
What was it? 4 million people quit last month?
Yes. Went out of the workforce. 4.3 million said, I'm done. And that's why the unemployment rate dipped, is because, you know, don't look at that 4.8% unemployment number as good. That's bad, because people stop looking for jobs and they just want to stay out of the economy. So get this. The Democrats look at this horrible economy. Their reaction is to raise taxes on people that are already paying more at the grocery store because of inflation. This is their reaction to it. It's unbelievable that they would be so tone deaf to what's happening in this country.
David, this lack of awareness as to what the Democrats are actually doing is stunning to me. And a lot of people maintain this is deliberate. Wrecking the economy, the country's in shambles. This is, and I know you're nonpartisan, but I want to ask you your perception of whether or not this is intentional infliction of damage, or is it inadvertent? Are they clueless? Are they incompetent? Or is this nefarious? Is there a concerted effort to really wreak havoc with the nation's economy?
So saying that they want to wreak havoc gives them a lot of credit, which I'm not going to give them any credit. I think they're clueless. They don't understand economics. They don't understand fiscal policy. They don't understand how things work. After the tax cuts through President Trump, we saw $1,000, $2,000 go out in bonuses. And Nancy Pelosi was like, oh, $1,000, that's not a lot of money. It is. They're clueless and they're out of touch with what real Americans want. And I think this is going to bite them in the you-know-what next year during the elections, is that I see a movement here. And it's not just Republicans. It's independents. They see what's happening and they're fed up with the government, whether it's their local school board, whether it's the taxes or the spending. There's a lot of frustration, and not just by Republicans. And I think Democrats are really in for a rude awakening next year.
I also have to go back to this $600 scheme with the IRS. Of course, they want to hire thousands of additional IRS agents to monitor, I guess, and patrol and peruse the banking transactions of ordinary Americans. I had fun on the radio show yesterday talking to callers about Pelosi not really being concerned about that $600 threshold, because for her, that probably wouldn't even cover a new pair of shoes. That doesn't cover her lunch tab. You know, I mean, really, she's a multi-millionaire, very wealthy lady. There's certainly nothing wrong with that. But these Democrats are so out of touch, so pitifully disconnected for ordinary, hardworking, tax-paying people. David, it isn't even funny. That's crazy.
No, it is crazy. And if you look at what the IRS is doing by hiring more auditors, you know who's going to get audited. It's lower income folks. It's not the Bill Gateses of the world, because they have a team of CPAs and lawyers and attorneys just waiting for that call from the IRS. And they've actually done studies. And the Mississippi Delta region gets audited more than the wealthy suburbs of New York City.
Wow.
That tells you everything you need to know about auditing and what the IRS does.
I want to get your perspective on the talking point that the left loves, that the wealthy and the financially successful don't pay their fair share. I'd love for somebody once and for all to tell me, what do they mean by not paying your fair share?
Well, first of all, I want more people to emulate you and to want to do better and to, you know, get better jobs, to make more money and not feel like there's going to be a burden on them to pay more taxes when they are successful. Because what the Democrats want to do is they want to punish success. They want to punish wealth. And let's be honest, we're all striving to be wealthy. Everyone at every, you know, the lower income, middle income levels, we all want to be wealthy. But they look at this government and think, they're just going to tax the heck out of me, and that's not fair. And they talk about, you know, we have to make them pay their fair share. What does that mean? It is the most subjective thing that you can say is fair share. And if you're a business or a company and your tax burden is increased, you do a few things. Either you leave the country, and we've seen companies do that before during the Obama administration. So they will leave the country. They will raise prices, and most likely not. That's what's going to happen. Businesses will raise prices. And now they're talking about different layers of taxes starting at $5 million, that you're going to pay a higher tax if you have a business. And listen, if you own a farm, you can get to $5 million pretty darn quickly, right? So you have a business, you're at $4.5 million, and I'm not talking about net. I'm talking about gross. So you still, you know, you're probably not making a lot of money off that $5 million, but you're not going to go over that $5 million, Mike. You're right. Going to say, listen, I don't want to get to that next tax bracket, so I'm just going to slow things down. No, we want to encourage people to blow past $5 million, $10 million. We don't want there to be any hesitancy to do that. Congress is saying, no, we don't want to reward wealth and hard work, and it really frustrates me to no end.
It's un-American. I mean, when I grew up, I was taught part of the American dream is to achieve a some measure of financial success, to not have to struggle and worry about going from paycheck to paycheck. And I know millions of Americans are in that boat. That's why I always hate making it sound like I'm bragging when I acknowledge that I make a good living. I mean, you talked about emulating a path like mine. I mean, I've been a broadcaster for 43 years. And in 1978, I had my first job at a radio station in Ohio making about $11,000 a year. So this hasn't been easy. And I am proud that I've achieved some degree of success. And I truly am grateful when somebody like David Williams from TPA acknowledges that the left and the Democrats want to villainize somebody who's had a 43-year path and has finally, you know, had a degree of success with making a good income. They want me to feel like I'm a villain, I'm a bad guy for having achieved my life's work and my dream, and that is to make a good living and be good at what I do and hopefully give something back to society. And believe me, over the years, I think I've paid my fair share in taxes. Now, you know, I guess, David, there's a lot of people that figure out, you know, capital gains and wealthy people who, you know, are able to play all kinds of games. And I get that. I understand that. I understand clamping down on people who figure out a way to avoid paying taxes. But for crying out loud, most of us aren't avoiding paying taxes. Most of us are paying plenty of taxes in all income levels.
That's right. And when you look at businesses, you know, these mega businesses, you know, they may reduce their tax rate. And listen, Congress is to blame for that, right? Because they're the ones who made tax law. So I don't know if you really can blame the business for trying to maximize their profits here. But, you know, they're paying payroll taxes. They're paying property taxes. I mean, they're putting so much money into this economy that the Democrats fail to see. And again, the Democrats believe that government knows best. They absolutely don't. You know who creates wealth in this country? It's people like you, people like me. It's small businesses, big businesses, you know, everyone at every income level. Those are the people that are creating wealth. And listen, if government created wealth, West Virginia would be the richest state in the country. The amount of earmarks that Senator Byrd sent back to West Virginia, you know, they should be the richest state in the country. They are not, because government doesn't create wealth. People create wealth.
David Williams, president of Taxpayers Protection Alliance. Appreciate you joining us very much. What's your organization's website, David?
We're at protectingtaxpayers.org. And I always encourage people, call your member of Congress. There are massive bills that are being debated right now and considered. Please call your member of Congress and show and voice your displeasure about $3.5 trillion, $1.2 trillion, the massive tax increases. A lot's happening.
protectingtaxpayers.org. Find out more about this tremendous organization. David Williams, we appreciate you spending some time with us here on the Mike Gallagher Show. Thanks for joining us. Keep fighting the good fight.
Thank you so much, Mike.
Okay, what a week. Thanks for joining us. Have a super weekend. We'll do it again Monday. Be safe and keep fighting the good fight. I'm Mike Gallagher. God bless America.
Star General Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.